This is For the Chosen with Edward Crawford, pastor of the Church Kiro in Puyallup.
The word denomination is Latin. To denominate means to put the name on. In the epistle of 1 Corinthians, the apostle addresses a most serious error among Corinthian Christians. A horrible sin, one that either gave rise to, or at least helped to perpetuate, the other 12 errors that the apostle deals with in the epistle of 1 Corinthians. What was that error? It was that they had begun to denominate themselves, to condone the carving up of the body of Christ, the church, into factions. And those factions there in Corinth began to denominate themselves, to put the name on. What name? Those of one faction said, I am of Peter. Those of another said, I am of Paul. Another, I am of Apollos. Others called their faction of Christ, as if Christ condoned factions. Or how about, I am of Luther, Lutheran, or I am of Calvin, Reformed, Presbyterian, or I am of Menno Simons, a Mennonite, or I am of Wesley, a Methodist, or I am a Baptist, or Pentecostally, Assemblies of, etc., etc. These denominated factions in Corinth also abused the Lord's communion table, using it divisively as a show and a tool to bolster their pride and their faction, 1 Corinthians 11. Rest assured, there is a true reformation coming by the Spirit bearing witness to the actual meaning of the words of Scripture. It's not likely that a denomination told you, but do you know the actual word in the original New Testament for denomination? The word for any faction, sect, or denomination is heresy. Yes, that is what the word heresy actually means. And that's how the apostle uses it. Paul warned of men speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. And he said, a sectarian man, a denominational man, after the first and second admonition reject, knowing that he that is such is warped and sins being condemned of himself, Titus 3:10-11. What about these professing Christians deliberately divided against themselves? Peter warned that there would be false teachers among you who would secretly instigate destructive divisions, factions, denominations among you. 2 Peter 2:1-2. Peter points out that by doing that, they actually deny the Lord that bought them. Furthermore, they go on to make merchandise of God's people. Instead of honoring the truth, they boast in attendance, money, and show. If he has chosen you, the Lord will cause you to check these things out for yourself. You will have then a decisive role, a personal obligation toward this coming Reformation. Contact us. This is Edward Crawford for the Chosen.
You can access this program at forthechosen.org. Join us at the same time Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear For the Chosen.